We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Welcome, welcome, one and all, in here, up there, out there, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Now, for those of you, any of you over there, anyone at home keeping score, today was the start of week two of testimony in Donald Trump's hush money trial here in New York City. It is clearly taking a toll on the man. Here he is entering. Here he is entering the courthouse this morning with his cheeks full of acorns for later. Trump showed just as much stamina as last week. Reportedly, he was sitting with his eyes closed for significant portions of his testimony. So either he's falling asleep again, or he's doing that little kid thing where he thinks if he can't see you, no one can see him. It's a real challenge for his lawyers, I gotta tell you. Oh. Oh, uh-oh. Where? I wonder where the former president is. I guess I'll have to eat all these cookies by myself. Oh, well, wait, I'm here. Of course, when Trump hasn't been asleep, he's been violating his gag order by posting messages attacking witnesses and prosecutors and jurors. So before testimony resumed today, Judge Merchan finally issued his ruling on those violations, fining Trump $9,000. Now, I know. $9,000 may not seem like a lot to a successful businessman, but what about to Trump? Hey. The judge lamented that that is the most he could legally fine him, warning that if Trump keeps violating the gag order, jail may be a necessary punishment. I don't know if it's necessary for Trump, but I need it. Now, when the testimony resumed, we got a glimpse of Trump's, the legal team, their overall defense. And it's that Trump didn't have sex with any of the women who he paid off for silence. So, he paid out hundreds of thousands of dollars so his wife wouldn't find out he didn't have an affair. Melania. Honey, I know this is gonna be hard for you to hear, but you're not the only woman I'm not having sex with. Okay? Throughout all of this, Trump is being represented by an attorney and guy who just spotted all of his gym buddies hanging out at a Chili's happy hour. Todd Blanche. Attorney Blanche is a former federal prosecutor, and reportedly Trump liked him at first. But recently, behind closed doors, Trump started complaining that Blanche has been insufficiently aggressive and wants him to attack witnesses, the jury pool, and the judge. Not sure that's the best legal strategy. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I may be a simple country lawyer, but at least I'm not fugly like you jagoffs. And Your Honor, if it please the court, Ninja Star! Blanche isn't the first lawyer to find himself on Trump's bad side. Trump has often complained he doesn't have an attorney who will do anything and everything for him, venting that he does not have a Roy Cohn. Now, for our younger viewers, if you don't know who Roy Cohn is, please pause right here and go watch Angels in America, Parts 1 and 2. I'll see you in 7 hours. It's worth it. Okay, you're back. And you're ready to laugh. Of course, one of the biggest stories right now is the nationwide pro-Palestinian student protests around college campuses in the United States in what's being called perhaps the most significant student movement since the anti-Vietnam campus protests of the late 1960s. They're even bigger than the protests when I was in college in the 80s, when students held rallies declaring, I want my MTV, and is this how you spell it, apartheid? The protests ramped up a couple of weeks ago after students erected tents on Columbia University's main lawn to show solidarity with Gaza, and the university president took the controversial step of calling in the police to arrest those involved. Now, even if you don't agree with the subjects of their protests, as long as they are peaceful, students should be allowed to protest. It's their First Amendment right. That is the kind of idealism you learn in college. It's one of the few college lessons you can use your whole life. Unlike beer funneling, which you stop being able to do around 35 when your wife catches you. And it's not just at Columbia. Yesterday, cops arrested at least 100 protesters at UT Austin. This morning, they arrested at least 30 protesters at UNC Chapel Hill. Yes, college administrators are using the classic de-escalation tactic of sending in heavily armed police and threatening to call the National Guard. Photos online show police snipers set up on the roofs of buildings at Ohio State University and Indiana University, although the Ohio State University administration stated that these were state police officers, which the school also employs during football games. What are you worrying about, students? The snipers are always there. For football games, women's volleyball, a cappella. You've been warned, guy who goes shadoopa-doopy-doop, buy a guitar. Now, tensions right now are so high that overnight protesters at Columbia broke into a campus building, which probably will not help their cause with the public. Also not helping, Donald Trump. Last week, he weighed in on the protest outside the Manhattan courtroom where he's on trial and went after Joe Biden's response.
This is somebody that shouldn't be doing what he's doing because he can't do it. He can't do it well. We're having protests all over. He was talking about Charlottesville. Charlottesville was a little peanut.
Now, before you criticize Trump for downplaying one of the darkest chapters in modern American history as a little peanut, I will remind you of this disturbing image from Charlottesville that day. Of course, the presidential race is not just Trump versus Biden. There's also independent candidate and chlamydia vector at the old folks' home, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Last month, one pollster told Politico, any support Kennedy derives comes almost totally at the expense of Biden, probably because people are confusing them for each other. I'm voting for the grizzled Irish guy. There's how many? Well, it turns out, according to a new NBC News poll, that RFK Jr.'s candidacy hurts Trump more than Biden. Suddenly, Trump seems worried about this. After the poll came out, he angrily truthed, RFK Jr. is a Democrat plant. But we all know that RFK is not a plant because clearly this man has never been watered. Of course, there you go. I got something.
Wow.
I got a few things like that. So, of course, other people are running for other things. It's an election year, and many of them are also old and weird. Take West Virginia, where the Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate is heating up, and the latest old weirdo to throw his hat into the ring is businessman and guy patiently waiting for the adult baptism to end so he can drink the water, Don Blankenship. This week, Blankenship dropped this truly baffling ad.
Hi, I'm Don Blankenship, candidate for the United States Senate, and I paid for this ad.
Don Blankenship will tell you the honest truth.
Don Blankenship, he's the most honest CEO in America.
Your choice is simple. You can vote for more lies, or you can vote for
most honest CEO in America.
If they tell you I fell off the bed and hung myself, I didn't.
Kind of a weird way to introduce yourself. Hi, I'm Ryan. I'll be your server tonight. If they tell you I fell off the bed and hung myself, I didn't. Can I get you started with some nachos? As I said, Blankenship is running as a Democrat, but he used to be a Republican, and he seems like a space alien wearing human skin. Here's another ad he dropped the same day.
Hi, I'm Bob Blankenship. West Virginia Democrats have abandoned their party. No more transgender nonsense or illegal immigration. No more Black Lives Matter. No more deadly China fentanyl. If they tell you I fell off the bed and hung myself, I didn't.
So it's his slogan. It's just like those beauty ads. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe she didn't trip down the stairs into a basket of knives. It's so weird, but it's not like Blankenship released a third ad on the same day, right?
Democrats should vote for me to help make your party relevant again. Independents should vote for me because neither party deserves your vote. If they tell you I fell off the bed and hung myself, I didn't.
Where'd he go at the end there? There's only one possible explanation. He fell off the bed and hung himself. So clearly he's building his entire campaign around this phrase. But it's just not quite catchy enough, which is why we decided to help him with this jingle.
Democrats should vote for me to help make your party relevant again.
If they tell you I fell off the bed and hung myself, I didn't.
We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Jeff Daniels.
Warmer, sunnier days mean spending more time doing beloved outdoor activities, whether it's hiking, water skiing, or looking at my phone, but at the beach. And of course, you'll want to fuel up for all that fun in the sun, but you don't want to have to sweat over a hot stove to do it, especially in my kitchen that doesn't even have windows, so when you saute salmon once, you're stuck with that smell for at least a week. Factor helps you get the most out of your summer. Do your sweating outside and on purpose with their no prep, no mess meals that are delicious and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. No shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleanup. Plus, now it's more delicious than ever to crush your wellness goals with their fresh, never frozen meals that are dietitian approved and restaurant quality. And you're in the comfort of your own home, so you don't have to worry about the dreaded tablet tipping moment. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Welcome back, everybody. My first guest tonight is an actor from stage and screen who was starred in To Kill a Mockingbird, Dumb and Dumber, and The Newsroom. His new series is called A Man in Full.
Planet's bank stands to lose $500 million in write-offs, at least. I suspect your boss directed you to find some common ground.
Having a bit of trouble hearing you at this distance. Want to crawl on over and whisper it in my ear?
I bet the both of you just love to go back to Arthur and say, gee, we tried, but the bastard done challenged us to a fist fight in the parking lot. Which is why you baited me. Calling my wife a bimbo. Trophy. Well, guess what? My better judgment, which I don't typically call upon, says don't give you the satisfaction. That's exactly what I'm gonna do, Harry. You have a choice to make. I'm either gonna kick your ass in the parking lot, or I'll do so right here in this conference room.
Please welcome back to the show, Jeff Daniels. I love it. I have a special place in my heart for a guest who comes out and gives the audience what they want. Just a little taste.
Just a little taste.
You know?
Just a little
Why
taste.
Why deny them?
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously excited, so... You
yes.
Know.
Why should everybody loves them, the Jeff Daniels.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Come on, people like Jeff Daniels.
Look, we're still here. You and I are, the longevity, the fact that we've lasted this long, and they've got this whole thing to go, I remember it from this or that.
Sure,
or,
sure, sure.
I mean,
it's a miracle. It's a miracle.
It is.
Yeah.
In this business. So I'm grateful and appreciative. Thank you very much.
Speaking of know you from this or that, we got 50 films.
50?
At least 50 films.
Yeah.
7 Broadway shows, at least.
Yeah.
Two Emmys.
Yeah.
At this point. That's okay. You're a hard worker. Is that, where does that come from? Is that that Midwestern stick-to-itiveness I've heard so much about?
Well, that's part of it. I mean, you move to New York, and as I did, or L.A., and being from the Midwest, you're obviously got 2 strikes against you because you're not from the coast. So, yeah. But I spent a lot of... When we moved back to Michigan in 86, I've been in New York for 10 years, and Kathleen and I went back to live in Michigan, and I started doing supporting roles. And when you're a supporting actor in a movie with, say, Meryl Streep, and it's a 2-shot on a couch like this, if that, we're gonna use the take where she's great.
She's gonna get more takes.
Oh, God, yeah. And you gotta hit it on one, because if she hits it on one, we're done. So we were doing a scene, Mike Nichols was the director, a movie called Heartburn.
Sure.
And we were two shot, and she was going, she had take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I'm like, hitting it. That's everything I've ever learned is coming, just to be in the same scene with her. And she's not happy. She's not getting it. She's not, Mike, I don't know what it is. I don't know. Let's just do it again. I guess, I don't know. And I'm like, you can see it. It's coming down. They're patting me,
Sure, sure, sure.
So 7, take 8, she goes, Mike, I know what it is. I'm saying that I have to leave, and then I stand up like I'm going to leave. I'm going to say, I have to leave, and I'm not going to get up. Let's just shoot it. Let's just shoot it. Mike's going, let's just shoot it. So now we're shooting 8. Now she turns into Meryl Streep. Now instead of just fastballs, now it's fastball, curve, slider, knuckle curve, changeup. It's like, I'm like, boom, 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 boom. It's just everything. It's just cut. Mike goes, we're in the wrong location. And takes her up and just walks away and goes, nice, Jeff, and just kept walking.
You've worked with, as you said, Meryl Streep, so many amazing people, Clint Eastwood, George Clooney. We've also worked with a lot of beasts, okay? We got geese in Fly Away Home. We got a horse in Godless. We got Dalmatians in 101 Dalmatians, spiders in Arachnophobia, a rat in Because of Winn-Dixie. W.C. Fields said don't work with children or animals. What's your judgment on that?
He was a brilliant man. I would work with both, and it was, even worse.
And what any particular animal, I assume those weren't real spiders.
They're all nightmares. But, the spiders, half the spiders were fake, except for
half of them were real? Look at this photo.
There's a scene.
Half of these spiders
that
are real.
That scene, right there, that scene, I had the brown plaid shirt. And they would take a spider on a little fishing line and toss it, and it would land on my shirt, and I go, oh, spider, cut, right? And they couldn't see it. So they said, Jeff, could we, on your face, could we just toss the, on the, and I'm going, okay.
These are real spiders?
And we did one take, and boom, hold, boom, get it off, go.
Wow.
I did it.
Wow.
The worst one was the horse.
This horse?
Yeah, that was in Godless.
That horse's
name is Apollo.
Okay.
Apollo was Jeff Bridges' horse on True Grit. Yeah.
Okay.
So now
You're the second Jeff.
Yeah, and that was very apparent early on, that there was some judgment being made. It's true. Because it was always, why are we going over here? Why are we, it was always.
Are you a confident writer?
I spent the whole summer learning how to, I could do it. And then
you could do the sound effects or you could ride a horse?
Well, I would do both. I would do both.
How was that?
Yeah, I ruined some takes. Yes, we're going, Jeff, you don't need to do the sound of the horse. You don't, yeah, okay. But Apollo was sick of me. And by the end of it, I literally had to get on him, and we were shooting in New Mexico,
and I was bareback on him. He stood up. I'm up on him with a rope rein. I turn around. He sees Colorado. Off we go. I got wranglers coming who are there to do nothing else except save my life.
Yes.
They come swooping in. I'm going, I'm not waiting for you. That. So I just went, boom, jumped off, boom, landed, broke my wrist. I'm taking it personally.
And then in the ambulance.
That was Apollo saying, I like Jeff Bridges more than I like you. To which I say, have fun at the glue factory. Oh.
It's remember still, how I said everybody likes Jeff Daniels?
I made that turn.
There you go. And now I meant Jeff Bridges. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
We have to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere because we're right back with more Jeff Daniels, everybody. Stick around. You know him as Jeff Daniels. Now you're starring in this Netflix series, Man in Full. What this is based on the Tom Wolfe novel.
Tom Wolfe novel from the late 90s. David E. Kelly wrote the episodes. Regina King, who's won an Oscar, is directing along with Tommy Schlamme.
Wow.
Really good people.
Tommy Schlamme.
But the thing is, on A Man in Full, you saw it in that clip, is that I'm big. I'm coming in big. They're the big old ass. I tell you what, Steve, ain't nothing going to be. I mean, I'm big,
sure.
Which is not what they teach you in Star School. In Star School, they say, Gary Cooper, less is more. Just think. Count to 10 as you're looking off at the Rocky Mountains, and we'll put the music under it. This is not that. This is not. This is, we're out there.
Sure.
I would finish takes.
Yes.
I would finish takes and cut. And I'd go to the camera operator. I'd go, did I break the lens? Tell me I didn't break the lens. I kept waiting for Regina King, who's got an Oscar, to come around the corner and say, really good, just brilliant. Let's try one less. Let's try one where we bring it down. Never happened.
Wow.
So I'm out there. And I got Bill Camp and Tom Pelfrey going with me. I said, you better go with me. Don't leave me out on a limb. And they went there. And so that makes the movie so much fun. It's a lot of fun to watch.
Wealth and fame corrupt your character. What's the character's name again?
Charlie Croker.
There's a fair amount of wealth and fame in Hollywood, which you obviously have distanced yourself from for living in Chelsea, Michigan. But were there moments when you saw how that could do it to you too?
Yeah. It's everything they say is, I mean, it's just intoxicating. I mean, I think, honestly, you see it with the Marjorie Taylor Greens and the Matt Gaetzes now. They're intoxicated with their own stardom and their own fame on the internet, social media. Back in then, though, that's what Hollywood dealt with. That was your currency, is how big can you make yourself. So I'm doing Terms of Endearment. I'm 28. Mm. I've been at it for about 7 years off Broadway, and then I get this huge break. I'm there with Jack and Shirley and Deborah and John Lithgow and just great people, Jim Brooks. The Oscars come. Not nominated. Everybody else in the thing is nominated. Everybody else. As a friend of mine said, even the guy who combed your hair got nominated.
Best makeup artist, everything, yeah. Sure.
But it was great because it...
Great not being nominated.
Yeah. At 28, yeah. It would have been a lot. And I remember watching it in New York in our little apartment and being, but it was okay. It was okay. It's like, get back to work and then earn it. Go change that. I still haven't been nominated, but that's okay. But I've gotten to have...
You
have
never been nominated for an Oscar?
No. I was asked to present once.
Did you? No, of course not. They got to earn... A Man in Full premieres Thursday on Netflix. Jeff Daniels, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.